More violence threatens to blow Nigeria's calm. A ministry says the publicity over Joseph Kony is a good thing, and new app capabilities expand missions possibilities. These stories and more on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Another Sunday, another church bombing in Jos, Nigeria. Christian Aid Mission's Ray Burnett says,
their main emphasis has really been to affect Islamic decision makers who would then force Sharia in Nigeria, and they were trying to put pressure on them.
This bombing was met by reprisal violence by a gang of Christian youths. Trying to keep the country from exploding into civil war will be difficult because people are scared.
This is really a last-ditch, we hope, effort of terrorists to put terror in everyone's heart and to force Islamic conversion.
Terror is a distraction on Christian Aid's mission, but Burnett says their work has not run into trouble yet. She credits stability for two reasons. One, they work through indigenous missionaries. Two,
most of the work of missions reaching unreached tribes goes on in remote villages, and indigenous missionaries so far have been pretty safe in those places because the people there don't like Boko Haram, and it's really opening doors for the gospel.
Meanwhile, a free documentary has taken the online world by storm. Invisible Children's Kony 2012 video encourages viewers to make famous the leader of the Lord's Resistance Army, Ugandan Joseph Kony. Many have criticized the video's simple approach to a 20-year problem, but Lorella Rouster with Every Child Ministry says the publicity is good.
At least it will keep them from bringing those emissaries that are there helping and trying to provide the technique and the know-how to try to capture him. At least it will keep them from coming home before the job is done.
ECM has worked with LRA victims for years. Rouster believes Kony's capture will bring peace to many and open doors for the gospel. But she also says there's one other thing people need to know about Kony.
He regularly converses with demonic powers, and he openly says that.
Whatever you think of the video, pray for an end to Kony's power. You're listening to Mission Network News. The world has met the Millennium Development Goal for safe water supply 5 years ahead of schedule. A Good News frames the scope of World Water Day, March 22nd, and underscores the reason Living Water International exists. Despite the progress, though, ministry leaders say there's a lot to do. Living Water Strategy calls for ways to develop stronger relationships in the communities that they work in. That'll allow teams in to share the living water of the gospel. Pray for opportunities. Next, Biblica just wrapped up an Old Testament translation project in Ghana. It'll give over 14 million people access to the Bible in what's essentially the common tongue. The Asante Twi full Bible translation is now complete and ready for publishing. This is a major step in church planting and discipleship movements because Asante Twi is Ghana's major trade language. There are many opportunities for evangelism and discipleship in the region. Pray for a good distribution. And new capabilities will mean much more than cool gadgetry on the Bible.is app. Faith Comes by Hearing's Bible Listening application for smartphones and Androids is already enormously effective in spreading the gospel. That's according to Vice President Troy Carl.
We hear about it to the tune of tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of testimonies around the world thus far.
But now the app's introduced new options that'll assist the missions world. App users can now view the Jesus film in several languages. They can also download audio Bibles right to a device, so the scriptures can be accessed even in remote areas without internet. Missionaries can introduce the gospel in new ways, but it can also extend even further.
Where it would typically be dangerous or even difficult to provide the Bibles to certain areas of the world, through technology, people can easily access it, listen to it in the privacy of their own home or in some other area that's safe. And it's really been an effective ministry tool for missionaries around the world.
There's more at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 95% of people in North Africa and the Middle East will never personally meet a Christian. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for them and also get a chance to win a free trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar and the link to the free trip to Israel contest at missionnetworknews.org. That's Mission Network News, and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.